I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Muslim Lady from IRIB English Radio, and our info is based on tradition. Today, we are going to continue the discussion on modesty. And we have in our studio Sister Salma Khalfan, who is in fact my aunt. Welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for inviting me over. Inshallah, we will have a nice discussion about women, get to know each other better also in the process.
Inshallah. Thank you so much. In our previous program, we discussed on the importance of hijab, and you mentioned that in fact we have rules and regulations that are modified to preserve the modesty of women. For women, for instance, you know, going to pray namaz jamaat, which is such a recommended act, but for women it is not like they're getting deprived of those that sawab even if they pray home. Why? Because it is better that they do not, you know, go in between many men and all of that. So that just made us realize that, you know, modesty is so important that Allah is trying to exempt us from, you know, those kind of important sawabs, but we are not in reality going to be missing out. Today, inshallah, that I hope we are going to be able to hear more. You say that we are going to speak on the benefits of hijab in the society. So we are very much eager to hear that.
You see, when women are observing this modesty and thereby that they have this chastity, then they can even affect the society with this characteristic.
Yeah.
And in many aspects. For example, they can protect both their social worth and inner values much better. And also guard themselves in such a way that they project as not ornaments of display. They project themselves as important human beings.
Yeah.
For example, a mother, you know, her job is so meticulous. It's so difficult in many ways, intricate. At every step, her motherhood, for example, with two little kids.
Yeah.
You can imagine, yeah? She's so busy.
Yeah, she's got so much in her
head. So much to do.
Yeah.
But can you say she's only a mother?
No.
Unfortunately, people do that, but she has a job of 24 hours.
Yeah,
right?
She's the hardest job.
Hardest job.
Yeah.
And the best job I think she would really find the joy in, ultimately.
Very
because
true.
For motherhood, only the person who takes care of her children and sees the benefits it gives children at the end of the day, she feels that satisfaction in her. But imagine a person who's working in an ordinary firm or something like that, how tired they get. Yeah, they need to release the tension also. I'm not saying the mother doesn't need to release the tension, but the joy it gives is,
it's
of course, definitely
else.
More than that. So.
And it is a very difficult job indeed.
Yes.
I feel like people shouldn't take this for granted.
Yeah,
they or lightly.
Exactly. But it involves even one other aspect, that she's preserving the society from being immodest. Like she's being so much modest in her home, staying home. It encourages the women who become mothers to perform better at home. They perform better at home,
yeah.
I feel.
Yeah?
Even they wouldn't be at peace if they go outside and work whilst they know that they've left the children with somebody to take care of the children. Even if it be like a member of family or a nanny whom they trust, but always your heart will remain with the child.
So,
and
yeah,
mothers have often stated their experience on this, that they're part of their heart is just with the children and part of their heart is in their job. They can't even concentrate 100% on their jobs.
Yes, I feel like if really there is no need for a mother to go out and work, if she's there financially able, or even if they don't have so much, but they're moderate, I feel it's better to give the child the first attention, because the child, it's the haq of the child to get their mother's
definitely
love and care.
And so her social worth is being even, projected here,
yeah.
Social worth, and her inner values also exposed, because those are taking care of a child, bringing up the child, right?
Yeah.
So she's also guarding herself from display in the process.
Yes, that's true.
You know,
enacting look at it that way, yeah.
The social worth and the inner value. Another benefit is that they can prove both their faith and love for their husbands more effectively. And also, this makes them create and maintain a warm family atmosphere. And no ill feelings will come or family rows will happen. And they can win their husband's hearts better and establish themselves in family. Because if you go and see, if a woman goes out, first of all, if they have a kind of a husband who asks a lot of questions, you know, who are possessive about their wives, then they will not feel that their wife should also attend one goal of a namehram, for example. And it would not create that warmth that it was supposed to in the family. And then she would not even have all the energy to serve her husband, right?
Mm.
So this wife's duty to be at home is also a benefit for herself.
If she wants a, you know, easy and a bit of a, you know, not so stressful life. Though at home, she would say that I'm very stressed with my kids and all, but the level of stress is different. That is more because you're appreciated more in that sense, which is more lasting. You know, you feel like your children are going to be there forever with you. You'll see them growing. You know, be with them. Your husband, he'll be with you all the time. But when you go out, how much you're praised, how much in the end you're going back home to your family, who in reality are going to be with you most of the time.
Yeah, and it sometimes it creates an atmosphere that, you know, is irreparable at the end. When they grow old, then there's no warmth and companionship anymore. Unfortunately, you know, this media has done a lot of influence on women. That, you know, you need to, what do you do at home?
Yeah, if you're at home, if you're just at home,
aren't you bored at home? Whilst a woman has a lot of things she can do at home.
Yeah.
And now with this virus situation, I've come to actually tangibly feel that. That women even are working at home, right?
Exactly.
The women who used to work outside, they're working from home also. There are certain jobs that you can do through online also in the computer also. So it shows the efficiency of women. Even if she was home and she would do her things at home, it would be, give a very calm, you know, atmosphere at home. And in fact, now, ironically, men who need to go out, it's a need and a requirement that men should go out, you know. Now he's even working at home.
Exactly.
And the wives are enjoying their husbands.
They're getting more time and more.
So in a way, you know, like this home atmosphere is something that Allah has built in such a way that it brings so much the strong connection, then it becomes better as generations go ahead and brings a very peaceful society in the end. All the homes, if they are like this, you know, just imagine the society how it would be. Very peaceful in nature. It's a bit of a dream. But may it come true, inshallah.
And also if done balanced, like for example, okay, now in the corona situation, if some people say that the whole time we're just at home and some couples say that some like wives say, no, even if we're getting a husband, we are very happy. But they want also balance. They want to go out a little bit.
Yes.
So if we do this, but in a balanced way, it's then it's definitely going to be that peaceful, you know.
It's very good, in the sense, I'm not saying that women should be locked at home. But you know, those long hour professions that bring more harm than good, they should avoid that, because that would take away the calmness and tranquility of the home, right? Through her stress and tiredness, through her not having enough energy to give to the family and so forth.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Another benefit in the society that by observing the Islamic hijab, unlawful flirtation looks by such people as, you know, like the ones who want to look at people only and, you know, like take wrong advantage of the women, it kind of weakens the family roots. These things happen lesser when a woman observes the Islamic hijab. Okay.
Even if they would go out to work and, for example, they're not needed at home so much, they don't have kids.
Yeah.
Or if they would be wearing the proper hijab, then it would be okay if they would be working outside.
Because it would be okay in a way if they were observing the etiquette of hijab, because that unlawful flirtation wouldn't take place.
Mm. And the hijab of all senses.
All senses, because a man gets encouraged when a woman starts talking.
Yeah, and answering
that. Yeah, answering and laughing and everything. So a man feels like, okay, now she's that kind of a woman that I can do a joke with and I can become friends with. But there's no friendship as such between a man and a woman who are not mahram in Islam.
Very true.
There's nothing like friendship.
And I feel also it starts from a young age, because I remember when I was in school, there would be some girls who would say that when a boy starts to talk to them, they feel it's very difficult for them to, you know, say no or say no, we can't. Or they feel very much, you know,
excited.
They feel, oh, he cares for me, or, you know, these kind of things. I feel from home, if we don't, you know, take care and help our children and, you know, discuss, be counselors for our children or make our children strong in their belief, then when from a young age they will be begin doing this.
Yeah, it'll be a good habit inculcated
exactly.
in them. It's very important, for parents to discuss this with their children, that especially the girls, that if you want to maintain your chastity when somebody talks to you, don't feel that because you are so important he has talked to you.
Or I remember seeing those girls' faces. They would say that, you don't know, the way he talks to me, it's very difficult, you know, to say no. And I feel from a young age if this happens, then when they grow up, it's so normal for them, you see?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So if a youngster who is so much like, the fitrat is so clear and purified, if she says no to whatever this kind of, invitations or the gazes, she ignores them and she shows her true personality, then when she grows up, she's going to be a very powerful woman, right?
Very true.
Like you yourself, alhamdulillah.
That's very kind of you, but
because you were brought up in that kind of society, so I know how much hard work it was for you all and how many challenges it was for you to face. And I remember your sister telling me that once she was passed with flying colors and the teacher asked to shake her hands.
Yeah.
But she didn't shake the hands, so he threw the paper. And she was the one who had passed with flying colors.
Yeah, it's very
difficult.
It
breaks the heart of a person. But just imagine the strength she had. And it paid off. Because now she shines here. She's doing so much work and so much research work, and she's a teacher. You know, so many, Allah gifts and compensates.
Definitely.
Allah gifts a lot of things to a person who struggles for them, right?
Yeah.
For Allah.
So those people who feel like, no, it's very difficult, and what is it? What are they going to gain? They're going to gain so much. They should just give it time.
Yeah.
Because if you feel like you're lacking or you're missing out in something, trust me, you're not missing out. In fact, Allah is going to give you so much more.
Yes.
If you know.
If you have
yourself.
The faith and
you
trust
Allah.
Faith,
yes.
Another advantage is the Islamic hijab for women would help prevent young unmarried men from deviating from the right path.
Okay.
They would actually be helping men. Imagine you're doing Amr bil Ma'ruf in a way, a quiet way. It's so beautiful, yeah?
Yeah.
You know that young men would not look around because you're wearing hijab, and they would get sawabs.
Very true. Yeah?
Otherwise, they would be deviated. They would feel like looking. So mainly the woman is given a very crucial role here.
It's
in every way, her modesty, you know, talking and everything. So a woman sometimes is naive when she talks and laughs. She doesn't know that person is.
Yeah.
Maybe she's innocent.
We feel like we don't know. I think I'd read a book from a shuhada, like a martyr, who had written his friend, like who had written that he used to always, whenever he would walk on the street, he would wear his this shafia or the scarf of his on, like over his head and like covering his eyes, or his hoodie until his eyes. So his friend would say, why are you doing this? So he would say that it's because I don't want to, you know, even see any girl passing by, because I don't want that feeling to come into my mind even for a second. Because it just was trying to make us realize that we don't know what's going in a man's mind. He feels what he feels, how he feels, we have no idea. But this kind of, when I read this, it just made me realize that men it's very easy for them to, you know, get misled. And that's why we have to at least try more, you know.
Yeah, we have to try more. And in fact, we are getting so much more reward if we know out there people would be attracted, though I wouldn't even know about it.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So a woman is actually doing in a quiet way Amr bil Ma'aruf, and she's getting a lot of reward herself also. And she's also giving benefits to the society by preventing young men from getting misled.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful story you mentioned about the Shaheed, and may Allah give you a very high station in Jannah, inshallah. And then another last but not least benefit is that if all women observe the regulation of Islamic hijab, then all the women could rest be assured about their husbands as well.
Mm.
So, you know, like sometimes you see a woman having a nice husband, but he has a secretary who's maybe sometimes not dressed properly, or maybe she's not observing hijab, or she's talking too much to him. You feel always threatened.
Yeah.
Right? And you know what? The principle is that whatever you do, you get it back in your own plate. So this woman also who is doing this should know for sure that she will even get such a situation with her family if she does this, especially if she's doing it deliberately.
Yeah.
Right? So married men and women have one unit, solid unit that they should preserve to get children who are offsprings, leaders of the community, inshallah, in the future.
Inshallah.
That should be coming from a chaste woman.
Inshallah.
Inshallah ta'ala.
And I guess, like you said, if the whole society was practicing on this, then we wouldn't have this kind of situation where a couple, the wife is worried because the man's secretary is doing it. Everybody, if they would be...
At least here, I say, this atmosphere of Iran, outwardly, we don't see this kind of behavior. Maybe inwardly, everything has loopholes.
Yeah.
But outwardly, we don't see this kind of flirtation taking place so much, right?
Mm-hmm.
In some, especially some cities like Qom, the thing that I have seen so far, the trend is that women are covered properly and they can't flirt too much outside.
Yeah,
like if you go and see buses and everywhere, everybody is restricted to their, you know, places, right?
Yeah.
Their portions of sitting and everything. So this can be maintained at large, but work has to be done.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, inshallah. Thank you very much. And that was a very beautiful program. And we hope to see you soon in our next program. And thank you very much to your audience for listening. Inshallah, till the next program. Fi amanillah. And thank you very much for being here.
Show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong. Sometimes it just gets too much. I feel that I've lost touch. I know the road is long. Make me strong.